Ed Wellman has arrived. He has joined us on our little audio promenade. Good to see you, Ed, as ever.
Yeah, more afternoon or morning, I'm sure.
It's fantastic stuff. And our first place we've stopped at is the Pieroth Home Wine Tasting. And we're speaking now to...
My name's Rod.
Rod, yeah. Share with us home wine tasting. So you don't have to worry about driving, presumably.
Right. Yes.
You're actually at home, and up to four people available through the EOK. Just talk to us about this whole sort of notion that seems to be unique in marketing wine.
Yes. Well, what we actually do is it allows people to try high-quality wines at home with their friends. As you can see, each voucher covers four people in their own home anywhere in the UK. They get a 90-minute tuition of the wines, at least 10 wines to try, and we even throw them a bottle of wine in as well.
Sounds absolutely fantastic. Ed?
Okay, so this is more than ordering a case of wine. You actually get a human being thrown in. You presumably can't keep the human. So would that be your good self or your assistant who goes to do this?
It could very well be if it's within 100 miles of here.
So it's 100 miles of Harrogate for people who are listening in Los Angeles from that perspective. Now, wine tasting itself has also developed over the years in terms of we have, well, dare I say it, certain aspects of pretentiousness in terms of wine tasting. Do you keep it real? Do you keep it kind of honest and open, really?
Yes, it is real, because everybody is a connoisseur, because they do know what they like, their own taste buds.
Are you a wines connoisseur?
Yeah, I am. I'm always interested in the pricing of wines. So you can give me a little bit of help here. I mean, is anything under £4 a write-off, or should you be looking over £7? What do you look for in a price tag in the supermarket?
I would look over £10 that never goes on discount. Right. If you look at your £5 bottle of wine, if you think about that, £4.90 is tax. That leaves you with about 20 pence worth of grape. So how much effort is going to go into making that?
20 pence worth of grape, eh?
Absolutely. Now, one more question that always intrigues me about wine is that am I very odd in that I like to put a bottle of red wine in the fridge?
No, as long as you pick a wine that is low in tannins. The heavy tannin ones that you would have with steak and things like that should not be chilled. But such as this, which is fruity, it's light, and not a lot of tannins, can be chilled down.
Okay, so where's this one sourced from then?
No, this one's from the Languedoc, from southwest France. It's made up of Grenache, Cinsault and Carignan grapes. Right, but it suits a lot of people because when it's chilled down, it's a little bit drier than when it's at room temperature.
So when you're putting together a case of wine to take out to do your wine tasting, how many different varieties would you take with you?
Right, we'll take probably five whites, five reds and a rosé, right? But they're from, like I say, we're in 22 countries around the world, so it'll be a selection of worldwide wines.
Makes perfect sense. And the web address, of course, for people who are wanting to find out more about this is www.pieroth. Is that pronunciation correct? Pieroth?
Yes, Pieroth, yeah.
.co.uk.
Yes, correct.
Moving on from wine to Yorkshire's champion bread, in fact, Jackson's bread. We're delighted to speak now to
Katie Taylor.
Katie, fantastic to connect with your good self. You've got a whole range of things here. Talk to us. How do you become Yorkshire's champion bread makers?
Well, we've been a business since 1851, and we're selling half bloomer loaves today, and it's a Jackson's Yorkshire's Champion loaf, and it's all baked in Yorkshire.
You're looking remarkably well preserved for somebody who set up the business in 1851, so fantastic stuff there. How did you get involved with it yourself?
I started to do a little bit of marketing last year, and then that's how I got involved.
And you've never looked back, presumably?
No, it's really good. I really enjoy it. Great company to work for as well.
Fantastic. Ed?
Yorkshire is sort of steeped in tradition, isn't it? And, you know, truly England at its best. I mean, other counties are available, but there's something about a loaf of white bread, isn't there, that's very, very reassuring. What is it? Why do people go back for something so basic, do you think?
I think they like to buy local as well. They love local ingredients. And our loaf is all baked in Yorkshire. So the flour is milled and grown in Driffield. And then it's baked at the bakery in Hull. And I think they just like a bit of old-fashioned goodness.
I do like the line, if you had to describe Jackson's bread in one word, what would it be?
What
would it be? Outstanding, I think I would say. But Ed, do you want to actually try this as our official taste? You might sort of grab a little thing from behind there. Perhaps we should just go for this whole thing. Just go for it, Ed. Exactly. So this is the moment.
So this is, what sort of bread is this then?
So this is the brown bloomer.
That's this one, yeah?
Yeah. And it's an oats and barley loaf. Mm-hmm. And it's baked in a D-shaped tin as well, so that gives it the lovely D-shaped crust.
It's very good.
It's two words, Ed.
One word. Good.
delicious, fantastic. I think it's a win from that sort of point of view. When you're not actually at events like Countryside Live, are you out and about on the roads, or do you? Still, I mean, what, in terms of marketing the whole product, presumably it's a relatively straightforward post because it always promotes itself.
Yeah, we do lots of shows like this, and we're also doing a lot of sampling in store as well. So we get into the stores and we sample like that way, just to get bread across to the customers and get them to try it.
Fantastic. And I'm loath to actually say this, but is there a web address as well that people can find out about Jackson's bread in terms of Yorkshire's Champion Bread? We'll actually get that through on the White Rose of Yorkshire, of course it is.
Yep, so we've got jacksonschampionbread.co.uk, and you can also find us on Twitter and Facebook as well.
Well, there we are, you see. You didn't want to do the interview initially, but you've produced a superlative piece of work at the end, so well done.
Thank you very much.
Running a Countryside Live without fudge would be inconceivable, particularly when it's Susan's Farmhouse fudge. We're delighted now to be able to speak to...
Chris.
Chris, good to connect with you. Good stuff. Now, this must be... I mean, hand-dipped chocolate apples, Twistles, vanilla fudge, chocolate fudge, Belgian white chocolate. You've got almost a Charlie and the Chocolate Factory range of fudge here.
Yeah, we make them on the farm. Yeah, we do a big selection. Yeah, it's family-run business, so yeah.
Makes perfect sense. Ed?
Okay, we can see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 20 huge trays of your products here. How long would it take if I put you in the kitchen now to say, make me a new lot of all this? How long would that take you?
We could make this table in a day easily. Yeah, we make up to 100 trays of the fudges in a day, an 8-hour day, yeah.
And it's all very Moorish, isn't it? Which is your own personal favourite? I like the look of this, that mint fudge there.
Yeah, the peppermint, yeah. The orange, that's a nice one as well. The favourite is the vanilla and the chocolate, if you're a chocolate fan. Yeah.
Well, I think we've just really identified why Emma Tinson and indeed Jessica Ward will be missing out hugely on this. Tragically, it was bureaucracy that prevented them from actually being here, but that's okay. Ed, you are here. Do you think Ed deserves to taste one of these fudges, Chris?
I'll let him try a bit, yeah, if he's a good boy.
What would you recommend?
I just intervene here, because when I've had a thing for my lifestyle that I don't like Turkish Delight. I'm thinking about when I was a child, and Turkish Delight was something in a purple wrapper, I think, and it was certainly, I know, didn't like the lettering on it. And I've never tried it ever since, so may I be so bold as to ask to try some Turkish Delight?
Go for Turkish Delight, and we all know what happened in Narnia when the chap actually tried Turkish Delight.
I don't. Maybe I'm about to find out.
Lemon or rose flavour?
Lemon, I think, please, sir.
Going for lemon Turkish Delight. Okay, this could be the moment.
What actually is Turkish Delight?
It's a jelly. It's like a jelly-based product. Yeah, it's very nice.
You should take it. All in one, or
is there an etiquette to eating Turkish Delight cubes?
Just get it in there, yeah.
In so many ways, that can be said. It'll be a useful maxim for life, really. We'll allow him to sort of masticate effectively in terms of how things are going on that basis. Susan's Farmhouse Fudge, is it available on the internet?
No, it's not. No, we just do the shows. Yeah, we supply to a few shops, but... Yeah, we just mainly do the shows.
And of course, the great news is it's gluten-free as well, so it's great news for people who might have any sort of concerns there about allergies and such like stuff. I think he's possibly coming to the end of the whole thing. What, Ed, your thoughts?
Very, very delicious indeed, thank you.
Mm. I think that's a definite yes.
Yeah, good.
Chris, fantastic touchy base with the concern. I can see queues beginning to form. In any case, once again, many thanks indeed.
Yeah, thank you, yeah.
Tony Cross Photography, looking at some of the absolutely wonderful shots of Aberdeen Angus cattle and horses, a whole range of things. And we're delighted now to be able to speak to Tony Cross. Tony, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
So what is it in particular that enables you to capture the perfect shot of an animal in the field?
Often just time and patience, spending time with an animal, but it's a fascination with their expressions and how they move and how they behave as well.
And they do have expressions, of course. I mean, we've said this consistently in terms of, you know, they have moods and creatures. It's not just us as humans anthropomorphising and actually putting our own expressions on there. They're doing their own thing. Many of the time I've actually worked with radio presenters who have a similar expression on their face, but that's by the by. Ed?
So tell us your story, Tony. How did you get into photographing animals? Did you come from being a newspaper photographer, or was this a hobby that became a business? What's the story?
I had a camera since I was 8. My stepfather was a photographer, so that helps a lot. But I've got a degree in wildlife conservation, so I came at the wildlife photography from the wildlife conservation side as well. And then things like the highlands and the horse photography sort of took off from there.
I think that you, when we look at some of your pictures here, and you've got various different sizes and coasters and fridge magnets. They're all beautiful, and it makes us realise that you have something that we haven't got. What do you think of the whole notion of everybody being able to take a picture and publish it
online?
I think it's great that, you know, modern technologies allow people to explore that a lot more than people used to be able to. Certainly it's a lot easier these days.
Have you fully converted to digital, Tony, or do you still like to use traditional film?
I've fully converted to digital. My film camera has forgotten what a film looks like, I think. It's on the top of the shelf in the studio. It hasn't moved for years.
And all those chemicals you used to use to actually sort of get it developed as well. We missed that, really.
Now, some of these animals are quite big and they're quite fast and you're quite close to them by the looks of things. I mean, I wouldn't sure I'd want to be quite close to a bull. Or is that a bull there?
It's a Highland cow. It's actually quite a young Highland cow. It's
sorting out the difference between a bull and a cow could be actually checked out by parts of the animal. I won't go into it at this stage.
So you presumably have to take your shot and then move off quite quickly.
Not really. Most things are pretty harmless. I photograph saltwater crocodiles from 4 feet away and grizzly bears from 10 feet. So cattle don't really worry me.
You've obviously worked with our colleagues at the BBC then. Obviously saltwater crocodiles, but never mind.
Any top tips? Because, you know, we all want to get better at photography. What should we do? How long should we study our target before we press the play button or the take button? Because sometimes I think we can tend to hover too much. Is that a problem?
Sometimes days. You can spend hours watching something and you'll get one shot 5 or 6 hours into watching it. But you need to be able to use the camera effectively to be able to take a shot very, very quickly when you need to.
Good advice. I shall endeavour to improve.
Tony, fantastic touching base with yourself. It's Tony Cross, photography, of course, .co.uk. I think various other people are looking to purchase things as well. We'll see you again soon, no doubt.
Thank you very much.
Part of the magic of Countryside Live, of course, is that sometimes you see events that normally are suited for the outside coming indoors. And in this particular part of the Yorkshire Harrogate Showground Hall, at various times of the year, it's used as part of the food area. It's part of the horticultural area for the North of England Horticultural Society's event. Currently, Ed, we're looking at what?
Three wet noses at the moment. And I'm not talking about the people who are looking after them either. Now, what have we got here? These
are all, I suspect, they look actually a little bit like Lincoln Red cattle, but it's obviously it's a cattle judging thing. We don't have Lou Bevin, our regular Countryside correspondent here. Actually, I think even Louise Ward might have made a stab at actually identifying one or two of these things from her experience of cattle in the Isle of Man. But we're just about to see the prize winning, and obviously the class is highly competitive because obviously winning something there, as we hear from the round of applause that's obviously been made, as we see the winners being announced, can have a huge amount in terms of breeding costs, in terms of livestock, and so on.
They're very splendid. They're so shiny and calm with it. They don't seem to be put off at all, but there are hundreds of people looking at them, and they've each got a number on. So I guess they're about to find out who's the best.
Not quite hearing that in terms of the loudspeaker system, but I think it was 171 in terms of the catalogue that actually won the Best Heifer award for this particular class. But excellent stuff. It's good. You're listening to Southside Broadcasting on location for the Midweek Drive and more at the Countryside Live event in association with Pharmanor Nutritional Supplements Limited. And a fine show it is too. We're kind of in an oasis of calm here, he says, as he actually is in the horticultural tent at the 2014 Countryside Live, of course the 12th Countryside Live. And what can we see here, Ed?
We can see all kinds of vegetables and flowers. They're very, very beautiful, the way they've been laid out. It's very, very elegant. And I noticed we just walked past some Brussels sprouts, which reminds me that I want to track down somebody today who can tell me whether Brussels sprouts, in fact, have been genetically modified over the years to make them taste better, because they're not sour anymore, and I need to find advice on this.
Obviously, there could be flatulence bombs that we could actually be looking for. Well, we're going to see if we can track down a couple of people to actually chat about, I think, probably flower arranging in this particular area. See some of the areas that we're looking at here. First prize from Mark Wood from the Knaresborough Horticultural Society for a Halloween mask made from waste material. Second prize, the same thing, goes to James Wood, so very much in keeping with the kind of autumnal session of the system there. And various other displays as well coming through, and it's got a quaint sort of almost W.I. Women's Institute sort of sign that we've actually got here. first-class pie here from the Knaresborough Horticultural Society. So great stuff.
I think this could be a guess what's in the pie competition. What do you reckon, sweet or savoury? I'm thinking savoury. And
works so well on radio. We'll take the photographs and go to facebook.com/Southside Broadcasting, and you too can guess the contents of the pie. Stewards are such an important part of the show. It's wonderful to be able to have a chance to chat with them because they're usually so busy. And of course, this lady is very busy. But your name is?
Beth.
Beth, talk to us. What are you doing? What are you stewarding here today?
Well, we're in the Knaresborough Horticultural Society tent. Here we've got everything from vegetables to flower arranging, cookery, and some of the championship chrysanthemums too. So we've judged everything this morning. People have been in last night and tonight, put their displays up. We've done all the judging, we've got the cards out. People are now having a look around to see who's won the largest parsnips, who's won the largest leeks, who's got the best show. And we've also got a have-a-go flower arranging. So people can have a go, see what it's like to do a little flower arrangement and see if they can get the bug.
It's like a mini North of England Horticultural Society show that you've actually got here, isn't it, really?
Well, it is. Well, Knaresborough's just 2 minutes down the road from here in Harrogate.
And Mother Shipton, of course. What more could we ask for?
And Mother Shipton, of course. And we've been going for over 150 years now, and we show up here at Countryside Live. It's a great location. We have people coming through. We have young people coming through. People have met old friends here as well, because it's coming all around the country as well.
In previous years, we've had a little wander through. We haven't managed to sort of speak to somebody as wonderful as yourself, so we managed to connect with that, which is great stuff. We were having a little debate in terms of what was in the pies, but then saw that actually the name apple pie might have given it away.
Yes. Well, we have schedules, and we've put them out onto our website, khsyorkshire.org, and people can have a look, see what's in the schedule, see if it's something they like to do, see if it's something they'd like to challenge themselves, if it's something new, and they can enter, they can bring it in and get it judged.
I was particularly impressed with the Halloween masks made from waste material. Special mentions to first and second prize winners for that.
Aren't they fantastic? Every year we're surprised with how great the show entries are, especially for the children's classes. And this year, we do try and do different categories every year. This year we've done the masks, which is the first time, and the two results up there have been magnificent, yeah.
Ed?
It's like a little world, isn't it? I know from my own work as being a steward with the Lincolnshire show, over the course of the 2 days, you actually become so part of it, it's really weird afterwards. Is it a really special thing to be part of Countryside Live?
It is really, really wonderful. We get to know a lot of people. People come year after year as well, and you get to know people, and you sometimes think, do I know you just from the show, or do I know you from every Knaresborough and Harrogate area? So, and everybody around, there's a lot of people who show year after year, and yeah, you do get to know people, and it's so nice that the way everyone comes together and helps out.
What is your own expertise then? How do you approach this? Are you a farmer? Are you a flower arranger? What's your own thing?
I'm a bit of an organiser.
Are you?
Well, I do have an allotment, and I have shown in the past, and I have shown, but the last couple of years I've been helping out with the organising a little bit more. Everyone needs to do their own bit. So it does work for me, but also in the past we've done a lot of school exhibitions. This year we haven't, you know, it's one of those things with time, everyone has different things going on. So I'm involved from the allotment side of things, I'm involved, we do have monthly meetings and we arrange those and get speakers in, and this is just one aspect of our horticultural society.
Have you ever grown Brussels sprouts?
I have grown them, and I no longer.
This is a critical question. It's leading in. This could be crucial.
I think that the taste of Brussels sprouts has changed. Now, maybe my taste buds have, but is it the case that Brussels sprouts are now nicer than they were 10 years ago?
I think anything you grow yourself is nicer now than ever before.
What about the Brussels sprouts we buy in the supermarket? Are they being changed so that they're less bitter?
I think they probably are. I think probably all fruit and veg are being changed to suit what the manufacturers think the people want, but the more and more popular allotments become and people grow all their own all the time, people know that they don't actually want what they can get from the supermarket, and that I personally think that's the difference.
In West Yorkshire, North Yorkshire, West Yorkshire here.
We're in North Yorkshire, yeah.
We're in North Yorkshire here.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so Bramham is in West.
From Lincolnshire, even though he went to university at Humberside, Huddersfield.
Bramham is West, though, isn't it? Just.
Bramham is just south,
actually.
But it's just in West Yorkshire, isn't it?
Okay.
Well, anyway, we can argue about that till the cows come home.
Border.
Where was I going with this? I have no idea at all.
In
it was something
Bramham, do you know people, or?
Yeah. We know everybody in Bramley. In fact, we know everybody everywhere.
Steady it. Hold it together. Let's get on with the question.
I'm losing it. No, I can't remember what the question is, which is why I'm falling apart.
Oh, there we are. We were talking about North Yorkshire, which, of course, is where we are, as opposed to West Yorkshire, and we were talking about Russell Square.
I'm back on track. Allotments. Are there lots of allotments going, or is it nationally a thing where you have to queue up and wait your turn?
In Knaresborough, we certainly have a waiting list for our allotments. And I know nearly all the allotment sites in Harrogate do have a waiting list. And they're all managed. And if anybody ever wants to join them, going through the Harrogate Borough Council is probably the first step. Or if you search on the internet, most sites have got a website too if they do want to join.
I think a midweek drive allotment. Now, there's an idea.
Yeah, well, think about that. I think you've done extraordinarily well, bearing in mind you were expecting just a few basic questions and then had to sort of deal with specialist questions on sprouts. We didn't even get into flatulence, but that's for another line entirely. Many thanks for the moment, and we'll see you again very soon. Cheers now.
Pleasure. Bye.
Continuing our general audio promenade for the 14th Countryside Live, one of those wonderful regular exhibitors is, we refer to you as the Stick Man, sir, but your name, of course, is?
Ken Horner.
Ken Horner, the stick man in many ways, and sticks of everything in terms of walking sticks and so on. How's it been going for you, good self, so far this year, Ken?
Well, all right, yes. Had a brilliant year. Raised over 4,500 for the air ambulance.
That's fantastic stuff. Now, I'll say that once again. 4,500 for the North Yorkshire Air Ambulance raised.
No, not in North Yorkshire.
Oh, right.
Yorkshire Air Ambulance.
The Yorkshire Air Ambulance, okay.
Not the North, no, we aren't going into their country.
Very good, glad you put that right. Ed?
So, you break them, so we break them, you shaft them. What does that actually mean?
Rotten tools. Garden tools, farm tools, anything that wants reshafting, we do, yeah.
So that actually means if they snap, you can sort them out? Yeah.
People bring the broken head to me and I put a new shaft in them.
This is a multi-skill I didn't realise you actually had. I just thought you were a stick maker, but obviously you've got even more than that.
No, it goes back to my old days being a country joiner and wheelwright. This is my retirement job.
And of course, we saw you earlier talking to Bill Cowling, who's also becoming sort of retired, or semi-retired, I think, with respect to Bill, from that point of view.
Yeah. I've known him since he was a little lad about three.
And it takes a rare exhibitor to actually say they've known Bill Cowling since he was a little lad of about three, which is... So what was he like? What was he like as a three-year-old?
Oh, boisterous as usual.
Amazing. Ed?
Do you find yourself walking around... even if you're trying to have a day off, looking at twigs?
Yeah, driving in the road, you see something, it's, you know, possible to get it. I've always assigned vehicle and take them as you come at them.
So that's quite okay, is it? If you see a twig like this lying in the road, it doesn't...
Doesn't
belong to the Queen or something?
No.
Like taking a
swan. A Scotch hazel. A friend of mine goes up to Scotland fishing, and that's what he comes back with. The other normal hazels are behind you, in the two bundles there.
I can see you actually sort of using one of those sticks to actually impose discipline with your team at the Siren FM studios, actually, Ed.
I think I need all of them, never mind one, yes.
Great stuff. A successful Countryside Live so far, then?
Yes, up to now, yeah. Yeah, there's a good crowd in today, and the weather's holding for them. And so, but I find it's more country people that come today and town people that come tomorrow. It's a better day selling-wise today than Sunday. I often find that, anyway.
Ken, it's been fantastic as ever. Will you be around for Great Yorkshire Show?
I hope so, yeah.
Of course you will. Exactly. Ken, fantastic stuff once again, and we'll see you then.
Hope so. Thank you very much.
The whole range of sort of activities we have in an equine routine, and we've got two fine folk here who are dressed in their jodhpurs and sort of through, at least one is. First of all, your name is?
Abby.
Abby and?
Olivia.
Olivia. Okay, Abby, we'll come to you first because you've got exhibitor proudly pinned upon your good self. What are you doing here at the show today?
I did the coloured non-native ridden class, and I'm going to do the coloured workers as well a bit later on.
Which is great stuff. We were speaking to Bill Cowling, the show director, earlier. He said that one of the things about this show is it really opens up the Olympians of tomorrow in terms of competitive, etc. How long have you been taking part in Countryside Live events?
Well, I came last year and did Search for the Talented Show Jumper, and then I've come again. It's a nice show to get out. It's just like the Yorkshire, so it's just good experience, and it's always full.
You get, of course, the opportunity to meet Graham Fletcher, of course, and get an experience of that. What's he like as a coach or a sort of as a judge?
He was nice to me. He was very direct, and he told me exactly what I needed doing. And as soon as you sort it out, he's very giving. He does tell you what you need to do, and he's It's nice. It was good fun.
Olivia, are you here in terms of crowd support or general sort of lines from that?
Yeah, support. Friend support. Yeah.
Support. Okay. Ed, thoughts for yourself?
I take it you're both from Yorkshire.
County Durham, but next to Yorkshire, so pretty much the same.
That's interesting that you feel that's so close, because we've just been speaking to somebody and we actually got it wrong whether they were from North or West Yorkshire, and this was a big no-no. So it's good that you feel close. And yourself, Olivia?
Yeah, County Durham.
So the event itself, I mean, obviously moving from Durham to Yorkshire, lots of great stuff there. I mean, are you a serious competitor? Will you be looking? Can we see you at Bramham Horse Trials in the near future and such like?
I'd love to do something along the lines with show jumping, because I do like show jumping, and my workers I'm getting really fond of with my horse, who's dead keen at them. He said what they're looking. He's a good stamp, a good worker stamp. So hopefully, you never know what the future holds. He's only a baby.
And a name check for your horse. Who have you been riding today?
Kalevi Warrior. It's my little Arab. Cross.
Stuff. Well, we'll look out for the name. Fantastic connecting with your good self. We'll see you again set around, no doubt. Good luck.
Thank you.
It probably wouldn't be a midweek drive location report without a little bit of traffic and travel. And we started off today by actually interviewing the Savage Bikers, quite literally the Savage Bikers. So we're looking at them performing. Ed, your thoughts on these guys?
This is about accuracy and preserving human life. And these guys are amazing.
No engine power other than pedal power involved, but lots of hopping, lots of scenarios there. Lots of kind of things which, when we were speaking to them, take about 10 years practice to actually get ready and sorted for this.
I would say so, but when they see us driving the radio studio, they look at us with the same amount of awe, I think.
Precisely.
So the gap down across to the 7 foot, I think it's going to give us a nice little spin at the end of this one. So making it smoothly down to the 7 foot, down to the 6, turns himself around, he's just going to drop down and give us a nice little dismount off there. Check it out, ladies and gents, from the front wheel, spins the back wheel around, gives us a nice little 360 drop off the end there. Nice to done, Joe, very in control.
It's the 360, which is obviously the icing on the cake, clearly. Well, I would echo those comments from the commentator here in the ring section, the equine ring of the young riders at the Countryside Live event. Very, very well done to all those involved with Countryside Live 2014. Of course, the 12th Countryside Live, and I was saying to Bill Cowling earlier, I've clocked up 9 of them, which isn't bad. I think it was only 1 year I was unable to make it due to car travels. Ed, this is your second Countryside Live. Your thoughts?
It is actually, my view is that we've got the equine activity right in front of us. Behind that, there's a view of beautiful autumnal Yorkshire countryside. And then to the right-hand side of the stand where we're standing at the minute, is that you've got representation of the kinds of activities, industries that are from this part of the world, which is so intrinsically linked with the outside rural world. And so it's a really good snapshot just where we're standing right now of what it is all about.
We didn't quite manage to get the pig walking sorted through. I'm sure that'll come in times to come. And as we mentioned, we were without our newbies in terms of location report debutantes for the whole event, and new Southside Ets, so to speak. That would be the wonderful New Zealand lass Jessica Ward and, of course, Emma Tinson. But Emma and Jessica, I'm sure, will join us in future events. But what have your own particular favourites been from what you've seen today, Ed?
So I saw a honeycomb earlier. Maybe investigate that just before we leave. But I stood and looked at it and thought, you know, the important thing about these events is that you take time to stop and look at the basics of life, the things that you're just flying by Monday to Friday, the real heart of the world that we live in. And just seeing that the sheer energy and the commitment to the countryside world, the people walking around here right now, they're passionate about it. And thank goodness that we have people in life who are like that, because the tendency is for us all to get involved in, you know, 150 emails in an office job a day, and this just is a great reminder that there is more to life.
Apart from a wonderful text that was sent by Katie Grimerson, of course, who was with us last year, I haven't accessed my emails once during the sort of sequence here, and I have no intention of doing so until I actually get back to the office and so on. Love the BMX bikers, or at least the stunt bikers. Thought they were fantastic. Obviously, our sheep man Richard was on top form as ever. Lots of other great things, including, I think, you had a liking for the fudge, if I believe.
I did, and the walking sticks, actually. And I have learnt this morning that if you are driving around and you see a very nice twig, large twig, on the road, you can take it. It is yours. Nobody owns those, not like swans. So we learnt about walking sticks. And many, many, many other things. And, of course, cheeses, pickles,
flowers.
And wine tasting, thanks to the Germans. You've been listening to Southside Broadcasting and the Midweek Drive on location at the 2014 Yorkshire Agricultural Society's Countryside Live. And from our perspective, also in association with Farm and All Nutritional Supplements Limited.